Hello and welcome. This is TrustGodOnly.com, and the title is Learn How to Know Thy Enemy with God and Jesus Christ. What the nations, the United States, England, and Israel have in common. With the United States and England being sister nations of Israel, they will experience, as it has started already, the same fate as Israel has in the past, like in the Old Testament. A nation cannot enjoy the blessings of God and also rebel against Him. God will withdraw His blessings and curse the nations. These two nations, the United States and England, are sick like a disease. And there is only one cure for this disease, and that is God. Whether the people turn back to God or God punishes these nations is a choice the people have to make. Unfortunately, how much punishment? How much destruction? How much pain and suffering does it take before people turn back towards God? Our biggest enemy begins with ourselves, and Jesus Christ can teach us how to know thy enemy. In Isaiah chapter 1, verses 2 and 3, God says this, "Listen, you heavens, earth, attend, for God is speaking. I reared sons, I brought them up, but they have rebelled against me. The ox knows its owner, and the ass its master's crib. Israel knows nothing. My people understands nothing, just the same as the United States and England." God brought these nations up and blessed them with prosperity. The world feared these nations. God gave them protection from their enemies. Their harvest was overflowing the silos, enough food to feed the world. Their people enjoyed the prosperity that came from God's blessings. They were God-fearing nations that had the insight to know thy enemy, in which they could keep at bay because of their spiritual and moral standards. In Isaiah 1, verses 4 to 6, "Woe to the sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a wicked seed, ungracious children. They have forsaken the Lord, they have blasphemed the Holy One of Israel. They are gone away backwards. For what shall I strike you any more, you that increase transgression? The whole head is sick, and the whole heart is sad. From the sole of the foot unto the top of the head, there is no soundness therein. Wounds and bruises and swelling sores, they are not bound up, nor dressed, nor fomented with oil." As time goes on, the seed gets more wicked, and the children of this generation and past generations show no gratitude towards God for the prosperity and freedom that He blessed these nations with. They abused these blessings by self-indulgence. Their hearts are full of materialism, debt, selfishness, and greed. There are those that do love God, and they try hard to be righteous in His eyes. But as the scripture says, "These nations knows nothing. My people understands nothing." This is why we need Jesus Christ to teach us how to know thy enemy. In Isaiah 1, verse 7, "Your land is desolate, your cities are burnt with fire, your country strangers devour before your face. And it shall be desolate as when wasted by enemies. These two nations are headed for destruction. They will be overcome by their enemies. Take the United States, for instance. Right now, it is no longer the self-sufficient nation that it once was. Much of everything that it once produced, mined, and manufactured are imported, like steel, minerals, appliances, electronics, and so on. Many of the jobs are outsourced to foreign countries. This country is in debt. The banks are in debt. Industry and corporations are in debt. And so are the people. This is one way how our enemies are destroying this nation and England. But what are the enemies? Sin. Rebellion against God. God is patient with these nations, by showing them signs, but the people are blind to them. We are going to see a drastic change in how the world operates. It will leave the United States and England behind. The United States has deserted its allies and is favoring the enemies of the world. The U.S. did nothing to help the citizens of Iran when the election was stolen right out from under them. President Mubarak, although he did make some mistakes, was a friend to the United States. But now, with him gone, Egypt is going to be overrun by radical Muslims. The United States did nothing to help Egypt. It seems as though the United States betrayed Egypt. Makes you wonder whose side the President of the United States is on, and this nation. It won't be long before the United States sees things like it has never seen or been through before. It's your choice to either seek protection from your enemies or be destroyed by them. God and Jesus Christ are the only way out. They are our only protection with the Holy Spirit. Seek Jesus Christ, and He will teach you how to know thy enemy. I'm going to read Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 to 8. Let these words I urge on you today be written on your heart. You shall repeat them to your children and say them over to them, whether at rest in your house or walking abroad, at your lying down or at your rising. You shall fasten them on your hand as a sign and on your forehead as a circlet. Over to Ezekiel chapter 14, verses 12 to 20. The word of God was addressed to me as follows. Son of man, if a country were to sin against me by faithlessness, and if I were to stretch out my hand against it and destroy its stock of bread and send famine to it, to kill its men and beast, and if in that country there were these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, these men would have their lives spared because of their integrity. It is the Lord God who speaks. Were I to unleash wild animals on that country, to rob it of its children and reduce it to such a desert that no one dared cross it because of the animals, and if these three men were in that country, then, as I live, it is the Lord God who speaks, they would not be able to save either son or daughter. They alone would be saved, and the country would become a desert. If I were to bring the sword into that country and say, "Let the sword pass through this country," I will strike down men and beast with it. And if these three men were in that country, then, as I live, it is the Lord God who speaks, they would not be able to save either son or daughter. They alone would be saved. If I were to send a plague into that country and satisfy my anger with them by bloodshed, cutting off men and beast, if Noah and Daniel and Job were in the country, as I live, it is the Lord God who speaks, they would not be able to save either son or daughter, though they would save their own lives because of their integrity. Now this is the protection that God is offering to those that are righteous in His eyes. This is why we need to fight our enemies and overcome them, which is ourselves, because of our corrupt ways, the carnal flesh. We need Jesus Christ to show us what we need to overcome in ourselves. And by this, we will have protection from God. No matter what happens to the nation you are living in, no matter what happens around you, you will have protection. And in the end, you will be with God and Jesus Christ forever and ever, with eternal life. So may God be your protector. I thank you.